From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump issued a stark warning to North Korea.
Do not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Mr. Trump told reporters North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been acting in a very threatening manner since the U.S. increased its sanctions against the reclusive communist state and won a unanimous vote by the U.N. Security Council to impose penalties on Pyongyang. Speaking at his golf club in New Jersey, where he has been on working vacation, Mr. Trump repeated his warning. NATO is sharply criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to the breakaway Georgian region of Abkhazia Tuesday, the ninth anniversary of the brief war over another renegade Georgian territory. NATO spokesman Dylan White calls Putin's visit detrimental to international efforts to find a peaceful negotiated settlement. White said NATO is united in full support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia within its internationally recognized borders. South Africa's embattled President Jacob Zuma has narrowly survived an eighth attempt by Parliament to unseat him in a vote of no confidence. After nearly 5 hours of debate, voting, and counting, 198 of the 384 members present voted against the opposition's motion to oust the president, while 177 voted for him to step down. The motion needed 201 votes to pass. 9 members abstained from voting during the secret ballot. This does mean that Zuma will not have to step down. This is VOA News. Venezuela's new Constitutional Assembly took over the halls of the endangered opposition-controlled Congress Tuesday, issuing a decree declaring itself superior to all other branches of government.
The order bars anti-government lawmakers in Congress from taking any action that would interfere with the laws passed by the newly installed assembly, Delcy Rodriguez, the superbody's leader, declared to unanimous approval. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro convoked the Constitutional Assembly and what he contends is an attempt to resolve the nation's political standoff. But opposition leaders insist it is a power grab.
That's VOA's Mary Mata. Ballot counting is nearly over in many polling stations in Kenya. An official from the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission said that despite fears of violence, the election process was relatively peaceful and verification equipment did work well. President Uhuru Kenyatta is leading the count and two challenger Raila Odinga. Cleanup crews are working furiously to remove large floating mounds of congealed palm oil that washed ashore Hong Kong's beaches following a huge spillage at sea. Authorities closed 13 beaches in the Chinese territory since Sunday when the palm oil, which resembles snow or styrofoam, was first spotted. The man-made disaster occurred Thursday when two ships collided in the Pear River Delta estuary in southern China, sending 1,000 tons of palm oil into the water. The Hong Kong Environment Undersecretary says the mainland did not immediately inform the territory. A 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck a remote mountainous area in China, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Up to 100 people are feared dead and thousands more injured in the quake. At least 4 people have been confirmed dead, 30 so far injured. The U.S. State Department, is advising its diplomats to sidestep questions from foreign governments about the Trump administration's plans on the Paris climate deal. Reuters news agency reports that the cable sent to U.S. embassies on Friday by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson provides prospective questions foreign government officials could ask diplomats and suggest answers. American country and Western singer Glenn Campbell, whose appearances on television, movies, and the pop charts made him one of the country's biggest stars in the 1960s and 70s, has died. He was 81. Campbell had been carrying on a brave public battle against Alzheimer's disease. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.